Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Mufasa T. Leone. I'm here to debut my podcast, The Lion Speaks. We're going to get into some amazing topics. We're going to talk about sports media. We're going to talk about culture, pop culture, hip-hop culture. I would say country culture, but I don't really like country music, so it ain't my lane. We're going to talk about... I'm going to try to stay away from politics. I don't think I'm qualified enough to speak on those things. I might know a little bit about it, but some things I try to stay away from. But we're going to have fun, you know, and I'm really excited to give you guys a piece of me and my story, and hopefully that this thing works out. All right, so without further ado, let's get started. All right, so I'll give you guys a little bit about my story. I was born in Queens, New York, more specifically Flushing, Queens, December 8th, 1990. You know, two amazing parents. I'm a twin, got an older sister. I'm actually the youngest of seven, if you count my dad's kids. Let's see, when I was four or five, I think, my parents divorced. I moved down to North Carolina, to Greenville, North Carolina. My mother took my myself, my twin brother, and my sister down to Greenville, North Carolina, and we chilled out there for a couple years. And then, you know, times got rough, life happens. You know, got to a point where my mother couldn't take care of us for a little while, and we ended up staying, and we ended up moving to Georgia, to stay with my aunt. And my aunt took care of us for a couple years, and a year, I think, something like that. Mother came to Atlanta. We stayed in Decatur. Yeah, that's where we stayed. I think we stayed in Decatur. Yeah. Stayed with my aunt. Mother came and got us. And then we ended up going to... She stayed with us. We ended up staying in Stone Mountain. And we stayed there for a little bit. And then she was also another hard time. Life happens, going through some transitions and things in her life where she can take care of us again. So we ended up going to stay with our grandparents in this little bumlacrap town in North Carolina called Farmville, with population 200 or something like that. I hate that town. But a lot of good memories, though. But yeah, we ended up staying in Farmville for a little while. And, you know, once again, life keeps happening. I don't think I've ever stayed in a place for more than 3 years. But, you know, whatever. So then after that, mom finally got the means and everything like that, and finally got everything together, went back to Atlanta. You know, this is going into, what, junior high school? And on 6th, 7th, and 8th, I was in Atlanta. And then I decided, when I'm going in my freshman year, I was like, hey, you know, I want a different relationship with my pops. Never really got to know him as much as I'd like to. He'd come down to visit us and stuff like that, but it wasn't the kind of father-son relationship that I wanted. So I asked my mom, I was like, hey, you know, I'm just like 13 years old. I was like, hey, can I go stay with pops up in New York? And she was like, you sure? She was like, yeah. I was like, I feel like I don't know it. She was like, okay. So I went up there to New York. I was up there for about almost a year or something like that. You know, oh, man. I have to do another episode to tell you how that went. But ended up leaving, coming back to Atlanta to finish out high school. And then made most amazing things happen. Joined the military, United States Navy. You know, I'm a sailor. You know, joined the military back in 2009. Boot camp and all that good stuff. And I've been in the United States Navy for the past 8 years. All right, do administration and do security and things of that nature. You know, it's been a very long journey. I've traveled, I've been to Japan, I've been to the Philippines, been to not as much places that a lot of other people have been, but I've traveled a little bit here and there, you know, and I'm glad that, you know, I've made it to finally get to California. I had never been to California until I got in the military, you know, so it brought me here. And, you know, before I came here, I met my beautiful wife in Florida, where I was stationed in Jacksonville, Florida for 3 years. That was an amazing experience. Met my beautiful wife there. And then we came out here, had one amazing son, looks just like me, he's just white like his mother. And on our way to baby number two. So that's just a little piece of me and a little piece of my story. You know, I grew up in church and always, you know, kept God in my life and, you know, and had kept that relationship in my life. That's always been important to me. God has always been my anchor. And, you know, and one of the main things that I love about my story is the sports aspect of it, because sports has always been a part of my story. So we're going to talk about that in a second. So sports have always been a huge part of my life ever since I was probably like 6 or 7 years old, you know. Sports has always been dope. I remember when I first started playing sports, my grandfather coached in the Jackie Robinson League, which is like a African American league in North Carolina back in those times. Me and my brother and I, we played baseball. I think I was the outfielder, my brother was the shortstop. Kind of ironic because he's always been shorter than me. But yeah, we played baseball for my grandfather. My grandfather would always scream at me because I was always doing something goofy, like playing with mosquitoes and swatting flies and balls over my head. I'm sitting there tripping over the sprinklers and a lot of clumsy stuff. So baseball wasn't for me. Football, I fell in love with football. Always liked football, always was fascinated with, you know, running with an oblong ball and juke everybody and trying to catch over everybody. I always thought that was cool. And then when I got a little older, I think I was like 7th grade, I started playing football for a Pop Warner team in Atlanta, in Northern Gwinnett County, called the North something Jaguars thing. I can't remember the exact name of the team, but all I know is I played with a couple of my friends from school, and since I was so taller than everybody, or I guess bigger than everyone, I played on the line, and I loved it. I remember we got into fights with other teams from Atlanta, or, you know, we got into we never really won. Like every football team I've been on except for one has been trash, but whatever. Played in high school a little bit. My best year was probably my freshman year when I was in New York and I was balling on them. But, you know, I had to leave that situation. But yeah, basketball too. Basketball's always been a recreational hobby for me. You know, I've never really been really, really good at it because I'm not athletic at all. You know, I just outwork everyone. So it'll go in, but it'll look ugly going in. You know, like my people always talk about how ugly my finger rolls were in high school and how ugly, I mean, my shot looked good, you know, but people always talk about how ugly it looked when I did certain things. And it was like, how'd he do that? How the heck did he do that? That was ugly or whatever, but it went in. That's all that matters. I think I was in high school. I remember the first time I dunked. We were on a fast break. Me and my high school buddy, music buddy, Tommy, we were on a fast break at this park in Georgia called Lucky Shoals in Gwinnett County. And he threw me the ball. And I jumped up I did a two feet gather. Pretty much jumped off of 2 feet, cocked it a little bit, boom. And then Tommy was like, "Hold on, Trey, I didn't know you could dunk like that." And I was like, yeah. And I dunked a little bit here and there after that, but I mean, now I can still get up there and grab the rim and do pull-ups and all that crap like it's nothing. And I'm like, I'm only like 6 feet, but I ain't above the rim like I used to be. But yeah, like the teams I root for since I'm a native New Yorker, I root for all New York teams. You know, I've always liked all New York teams. But my favorites are New York Jets, unfortunately, and the New York Knicks, unfortunately, and the Yankees, fortunately, because the Yankees have such a historic kind of thing with them. I've always admired their history, way on back to Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, you know, people like that. For a while, Derek Jeter was my favorite player in sports, period, for a long time. I remember the one of the parades. And the Yankees won the World Series. That was dope. But yeah, I've always admired the Yankees organization. Jets, I remember back redoing research when I was younger about Joe Namath and the guarantees he made, you know, to get that one guarantee he made against the Colts when they won that Super Bowl back then. It's weird how I always know, like, the you know, not just the star players on teams, but all the other players as well. Like, you know, like I'm looking at a Madden roster or something like that. Or, oh we picked up, for example, I'd be like, oh, I'll talk to my friend who was also a Jets fan. I'd be like, hey, did you see we picked up Kevin Pierre-Lewis? He was like, who the hell is Kevin Pierre-Lewis? I was like, exactly. But yeah, that's, you know, I love sports and I love everything about it. I love everything it does for our culture. I love everything it does in bringing people together, no matter what the differences are, just sitting down, watching sports, especially in the military. Sports is huge in the military. Like, we ain't got no other filter or no other outlet to turn to, really, with the stress and rigors and the demanding schedule of military life and the stress it brings. Most of us turn to sports to kind of get away from everything, you know. So sports has always been a big part of my life. You know, my grandfather, he was a Chicago Bears, Chicago Cubs, not the Cubs, definitely not. Oh, sorry, he probably turned over his grave. You heard me say that. White Sox fan, White Sox and Bears. I'm talking Mike Ditka, duh, Bears. You know, Bull, huge Michael Jordan fan. Always wanted me to be great in sports, which I was okay, but never lived up to his expectations, but that's okay. You know, I went to high school with a couple sports guys I know out there, like one, AJ Boye. Me and him went to high school at Meadow Creek in Gwinnett County. Our junior and sophomore years together. Senior year, he went to Tucker. Went and his whole life changed. He went to Tucker, won the state championship there, ended up going to UCF. Pops really looked out for him, you know, going to UCF and, you know, getting signed by Houston Texans, balled out there, and now he's on the Jags. So I'm proud of him. I remember another friend of mine that I went to high school with back then, who's a great loader, and I was Quentin Brown. He balled in high school football. Followed the same formula as AJ. Went to Tucker. Went to UCF. I don't know what happened there. All I know is his little brother is Jalen Brown. And Jalen Brown, no, I didn't expect him to be this good in basketball. Because I kind of, like, when I went to the military, I kind of lost contact with everybody. Like, I still followed AJ. I would hit AJ up every now and then. But kind of lost contact with all my classmates and people that I hung out with before. But when I saw, when it was draft day and I saw Jalen getting drafted, I hit up Quentin. I was like, whoa, I didn't know Jalen was good in ball. Go figure, huh? Yeah, I mean, both of them were always tall in high school. So, you know, he was a lot younger than us. So and when we were in high school, he was just, you know, kind of hanging around Quentin. And it's pretty dope that to see him being a beast for Boston, even though I hate Boston. And everything Boston. I enjoy watching him play, you know, so I root for Jalen. So it's pretty dope. So sports is literally everything. You know, sports is pretty much the, you know, the concept of unity in America. You know, it's supposed to be, at least. It's the sport where nothing else matters but competition. What you look like, where you come from, It doesn't matter if you're on the other side of me. I want to beat you, and you want to beat me. And that's all that matters. And that's the greatest thing I love about sports. So hip hop, R&B, music, period, man. Like, music's always been a huge thing. Since I grew up in church all my life, my father was a pastor. One of those families where everybody did something in the church was either musician or preaching in some kind of fashion. My mother was singing. She still sings and tours to this day, doing music missions, and I love her so much. She's awesome. I know she wants me to follow her footsteps because I sing, but that's besides the point. So, music, when I know I said sports is everything, but music is all things, like everything. Like sports is kind of like an outlet for watching, you know what I mean, to me, and music is an outlet for listening and feeling, and just music is so intertwined with our being that we cry to music, we laugh to music, we get angry with music. Like, most of our emotions are either affected in some way by music or fueled in some way by music, to the point where, you know, you go through a breakup, first thing you want to do is listen to a song about breakups. You know, you want to go to the gym and work out, you listen to some music to get you pumped. You know, just anything you're going through in your life, there's music out there for everyone, of all ages, all facets, all walks of life. There's music for everyone. So growing up in church, you know, gospel music was really big. You know, and we kind of like, my grandparents were pretty strict church people, like super saved, like strict, like they, you know, that everything else was secular, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you're not supposed to listen to this other stuff, you know. And then maybe one, I'm like, you know, my grandfather has some Marvin Gaye tracks, you know. Well, he was a little bit more lean than my grandmother, but you know, my mother didn't want to raise us like that, so she let us listen to her the hell we wanted to. But you know, I remember growing up on hip hop, my favorite rapper growing up was Nas. You know, first rap song I ever heard was "The World Is Yours" by Nas off of Illmatic, and that was dope. Biggie, Tupac, grew up on them, listening to them. I didn't grow up in the whole KRS-One and Rakim era. I mean, I'm a 90s baby, so like I went back and listened to it stuff, but like, that's not my generation. I remember like the R&B, like Babyface and Joe and Jagged Edge and NSYNC, back when boy bands were actually boy bands and people weren't, before people were breaking up for one person singing off key and crap, like stupid crap like that. Nowadays boy bands last 5 minutes and it's over, you know, or any kind of band, you know. Who else did I like? Jay-Z, you know, I was never as much as infatuated with Jay-Z as a lot of my friends were. Like, I like Jay-Z, but of course when Jay-Z and Nas had that beef, I was ether all day, you know. But I mean, if you really think about it, Jay-Z probably won, but who cares? Ether was dope. But you know, I just feel like music is just so special. You know, I remember, and it's not just the hip-hop and the R&B. Like, I, my grandfather loved jazz music, so I would always listen to Billie Holiday and, what's that guy's name? Donny Hathaway, Frank Sinatra, Louis Armstrong, like, people like that. Nat King Cole, like, my grandfather always played that in his house, you know, and, I remember he loved jazz and jazz influence so much. I love jazz music. I even love classical music like Beethoven and Mozart, people like that. Just those two. But those are the only two names I can remember. my music is just is amazing. I remember, what did I grow up in high school? Oh, so back when Drake was getting big, I was a senior in high school. First song I ever heard was Brand New with Drake and Lil Wayne. And then, well, no, before Lil Wayne got, it was just Drake. And then I heard Replacement Girl with Drake and Trey Songz. And I was like, who is this dude? Somebody was like, yo, you need to check out Drake. I'm like, Drake? Like, yeah, his dude, he sings and he raps. I'm like, I'm singing and rapping. And then I listened to him, like, Drake is dope. Ever since then, I've always been a Drake fan. You know, I mean, nowadays, you know, I mean, I could go on and on about what I feel, how I feel about these rappers nowadays, you know, I mean, but music has really influenced my life in a lot of ways, whether it's been gospel worship or any genre for that matter. I never really liked country music. I always thought it sounded kind of stupid to me. That's no disrespect to people that do love country music or the country singers out there that actually are really good. Like, I like Carrie Underwood, you know, Taylor Swift is not a country singer. I don't care what anybody says. She's a pop singer. But, you know, I never really got into it. You know, it was just boring to me, and just telling stories about, like, a cat named Sandy. Like, I was like, what the hell? What is this? You know, Dolly Parton. I always thought Dolly Parton was bad when I was a little kid. You know, she looks scary now, but yeah, like, I never really got into it. Heavy metal, ugh. Next. Jazz, of course, I like jazz. R&B, R. Kelly's, and the, you know, the Leahs. I loved Aaliyah. Floetry and Common, yo. Common is one of my favorite rappers. You know, just I love his cadence. I love his flow. You know, I love the fact that he's from Chicago, like my grandfather. So I kind of relate to some of his story, like, because my grandfather kind of grew up the same way. Let's see. Who else? Like, Keisha Cole. There's a lot of artists out there that I like. But ultimately, music, especially from a military perspective, music kind of takes us out of our element. Kind of the same way sports does, but, you know, sports is, it comes in bulk. You know, music is all around us at all times. You know, even if we're in some places where some of us aren't allowed to listen to music at work, we think about it in our head. You know, I'm thinking about music more than I'm thinking about sports. I'm humming a tune in my head. You know, if I'm sitting at work and I'm bored, or if I'm just extra busy and I'm trying to get my mind off of something, I think about some kind of music, or I play some kind of music. Just music is everything. So music has definitely had a huge effect on the world, and especially with hip-hop culture now these days. I think hip-hop culture is like one of the largest cultures now, well, actually the largest culture, because it influences everything and everyone, whether you're white, black, Hispanic, Asian, doesn't matter. You know, in one way or another, you're affected by hip-hop culture. I mean, you think about it, most of these songs that come out, they become become popular. Everyone tries to do their dance. So like when the Whip and Nanny were first coming out, you know, it was a hip-hop thing, and then everybody else started doing it and became mainstream, and you had, like, freaking Hillary Clinton doing the Whip and Nanny and stuff like that, which looks stupid, but, you know, that's what hip-hop culture does, you know? It just surrounds everything. Not just hip-hop culture, just music culture in general. You know, whether it's underground, indie, or mainstream, or whatever. It's affecting everybody. And I love going to, like, I miss going to, like, underground jazz spots, or spots where people are just doing a little spoken word and kind of getting up there singing some karaoke, or just singing, you know, with a little band behind them. I love those spots. I love those things. You know, I love live music. You know, so music is everything. Yay! So military, what's being in the military like? Military life is pretty cool. You know, it's demanding. It's, you know, it's always changing. You know, I think boot camp was supposed to prepare you for that. Not so much these days. but because you know, the military is changing. I can only speak for the Navy because I'm in the Navy. I can't really speak for the Marines or anything like that. Even though I'm on a Marine Corps base, I don't really care for Marines and Army. And like their ideals, not necessarily like them as people, but I don't really care for to explain Army life or Marine life or Air Force life because I don't know. So Navy life is different. You know, I've never been on the ship. I've been to a joint command and a squadron, an air squadron. The first place was pretty dope. I was up in Maryland working for NSA, National Security Agency. That was pretty dope. That made me fall in love with Homeland Security for some reason. So ever since then, I've been going to school for it. You know, and it's pretty dope. Other than that, military life is pretty dope. I think a lot of times we talk about the social issues and injustices and things that go on in the world, but we're discouraged from kind of doing anything that makes the military look bad. So like no protest or anything like that, especially not in uniform. You know, I think if someone wanted to go out and protest, they have to do it in civilian clothes, you know. But for the most part, I love being in the military. I love everything that comes with it. I love the benefits. I love the camaraderie. I love the networking. I love just seeing different things happen in different times. Obviously, there's always going to be times where you're pissed off by circumstances and people. And people make life hard all the time. It is what it is. It's life. But for the most part, I love the military. You know, and getting the important thing for this podcast for me is for people to get a perspective, to kind of hear it from a military mouth. It's not as much so different from a regular person's mouth. I can't say regular, but a civilian person's mouth. Like, you know, it's not so much a different outlook, but it's a perspective that comes from within. You know, it's kind of important to highlight these issues. I always talk about them. I'm careful with when at work, you know, who I'm talking to. You know, we have these conversations at work. We don't really have debates, but we kind of share our feelings about how we feel about certain issues, and whether we agree or not, it is what it is. But we still have to work with each other, so it's not like I can disagree with my coworker and be like, man, I ain't mess with you no more, because next day I still got to come to work and see your face every day. So none of that really matters. That's what I like about being in the military, is like we can have our differences, but we understand that we still need each other. You know, it doesn't mean to take one behind for freaking choice, but it's really important for me to have this perspective, especially on a platform like this where I get to share my views and my thoughts about certain issues and kind of give my perspective on things and do research and data and analysis and or just personal experiences and different things like that. Things that I experienced in the military that I've seen firsthand that, you know, kind of tie into social issues and things of that nature. You know, I've seen crazy things in the military. I'm sure a lot of people in the military can attest to these crazy things. But, you know, that's what this podcast is all about. And I appreciate everyone listening. And it's one hell of a first episode. Hopefully I can get better along the way. But this is definitely a journey I'm looking forward to going on, and you know, hopefully we can get some guests, hopefully we can get some more people to have this open dialogue. I'm all about dialogue, I'm all about discussion, I'm all about, you know, having a conversation without shouting at each other. You know, we can disagree, we can have differences, it's okay to be different, it's okay to disagree, it's okay to not have the same views, you know, but the main thing is, how can we move forward in somewhat aligned, even if we don't align our ideas together, how can we move forward so that we both understand each other's perspective and the way each other feels without it becoming violent or a shouting match? And that's the main thing I want to do. You know, have this platform for open discussion. You know, whether you disagree with me or not, that's fine. You know, I'm all about that, but I'm all about unity as well and coming together. And there's no way to move forward in life and peace and happiness without people coming together, even if it's to agree to disagree. So thanks, everybody. The lion has spoken.